Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. Thanks very much for hanging out with me in little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our poll question. Check out my blog and the articles, the archives, all the things there that we offer to you for free. Thanks to our corporate partners. We hope you will take advantage of it. Peter Meyer is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, and that's what we're talking about, how you can dominate your market, folks. Through one of the things you can do it is through differentiation, through making sure that you that when people consider you and people know about you, when they learn about you, when they find you for the first time, that somehow you are different. There's something about this guy. There's something about these people, this company, this building, whatever it may be. Yeah, they sell a product I buy from other places, but somehow when I get it from them, there's something special about it. That's the way you want people to think about you, isn't it, Peter?
Yes, absolutely. It makes perfect sense that people buy from people. Despite all the online sales that we have, Amazon and so forth, the fact of the matter is when it comes time to purchase something that's important, people prefer to buy from people.
Do you think that all the high-tech stuff, you know, I mentioned high-tech, high-touch when we went to the break. I keep thinking about John Nesbitt and his book, Megatrends, from 30 years ago. And he said the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. I'm paraphrasing him just a little bit. Do you think, Peter, that some companies have embraced the technology so much and they've used it to help them leverage, you know, themselves so much that they've lost track of the high touch?
There's no question, but that's also been true for companies for centuries. I think that when we get so concerned with how we feel internally and about ourselves, that we lose track of that high touch no matter what. Can I give you an example?
Yes.
I was working with a company in Nebraska that makes something that's part of the construction industry. They don't really have online sales. The stuff weighs too much to ship. So they sell to distributors, et cetera, et cetera. When we were chatting initially, they said, we're very customer-focused. We are the most customer-focused company ever. So I sat down with the executive team in their facility, and I said, tell me what your main sales strategy is, what you do. And they came through a nice, long discussion about everything involving the company. The customer didn't get mentioned once.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so what's your warranty? And they said, well, we don't really have one. I said, so you're willing to guarantee the product but not willing to tell people?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the customer focus there? And that set off an almost day-long discussion because they suddenly realized they'd gotten so involved with their own internal issues that they stopped acting customer-focused and just talking customer-focused.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us, technology or not, forget to act the way we talk.
You know, here's a really important thing to think about, folks. As you sit around your table, your conference table, as you have your meetings, as you talk about your company and where you want to go with your company, pay attention to how many times the customer comes up. I've done this, Peter. I've been a consultant before, and I've sat around the table where a lot of long-range planning was being done, and all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait a minute. We've been talking about this for hours now, and not one person has said anything about what the customers, how the customers are going to feel about what we're talking about. That's a mistake, isn't it?
It's too typical. Too typical, and it's easy to correct. All we have to do is put ourselves in the position of, why would I buy this?
Mm-hmm.
Not why should I buy, why would I? The two questions I want people to think about are, why do your customers buy from you, and then why should they buy from you? And if they're different, why are they different?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And, you know, something that you mentioned a minute ago about the human touch, I have a story for you, too. I had a customer a few years back that, not that long ago, actually, that I've been doing business with for a long time. In fact, we did business for 3 years before we ever met each other. And so I had sent him, because it was what he wanted, I had sent him an email proposal more than once. Well, there came a time when I had a big deal I wanted to talk to him about, something really big. And I asked him if I could come. We had met at this by this time, and a couple of times, actually, more than once. And I said, I would like to come up and deliver this proposal myself. He said, don't worry about it. Just send it by email. It's okay. I said, no, I want to deliver this one in person. He said, okay, whatever, you know, knock yourself out. So I went up there. I delivered the proposal. At the end of the thing, he said, Jim, I accept your proposal. But he said, I got to tell you, if you had emailed me this proposal, I would not have accepted it.
Mm. And so, therefore, you going up there made the difference.
It made the sale. It made all the difference. Never underestimate the value of what you were saying earlier, Peter. Never underestimate the human factor, the humanity. It's a big deal, and I worry about the one of the things I worry about, Peter, is the explosion of social media. I worry about sometimes as much as we use it ourselves. It's a handy tool, but I worry about the impact it's going to have on the marketplace. What do you think?
I think that the majority of the marketplace will do the same thing you called a mistake 2 minutes ago. Your listeners have the opportunity to do much better and should take advantage of that opportunity that you're offering them today.
So use social media, folks. You know, we've talked to you about that before, but don't take the humanity out of your relationship with customers. Peter, how can we find you online?
The easy way to find me online is to look for Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com, or look for the title of the book, Creating and Dominating New Markets.
Also, Warp Speed Growth is the first one that I remember that Peter introduced himself to us with. I'm going to take a quick break right back after these messages. Peter Meyer, that's Meyer, by the way. Peter Meyer, and that's MeyerGrup.com. Quick break, 10 till, right back after these. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.